from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
On the show today, what a little treat. We find out Ellie's high school and Ellie and her high school boyfriend's song. Oh, what a treat it is.
I wasn't actually going to put that part in the podcast.
No, you have to.
I guess I will.
It's the best.
Yeah, good times.
Start with it. I'll share mine.
Okay.
Before everybody learns of yours.
Okay.
A girl and I, we didn't officially date, but we were sort of a will they, won't they for a bit. And we liked Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
That's romantic. Poker face. Poker face.
Ma.
That's beautiful.
Hey, look, I'd share, and you're about to overshare.
Yeah, that's true. That's the beauty of this show. It was a fun one, though. I was a bit delirious before the show.
But you had a pre-show nap.
Yeah. No good. I pulled it together, though.
You did. You came in strong. Yeah. I think you did all right.
Thank you. I've got to go play netball now, and I can't be
Who are you versing? Do you know?
Game of Throws.
Oh, God. And on that, it only gets better from there. The gags?
Bring it, Game of Throws. Oh, you're going down.
Is it passing, though? It's not really a throw, is it?
Yeah, you throw.
Oh, okay. Anyway, roll the clip.
All right, enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I may make a few people angry right now. Mm-hmm. You know how the older you get, the more change annoys you? Do you find that?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be really cool. I'm only 31 and I'm already going, ugh.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
I don't like that
don't
at all.
Don't like that.
All right. Well,
Stop telling me I have no aura, kids. What does that mean?
This is going to really annoy you then.
Okay.
They're changing the way they teach kids the alphabet song. So we've all known it. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, N, Z, or Z, depending on which school you go to.
I like Z because it rhymes.
Yeah, it does.
People say it's not the Aussie way and it should be Z.
Yeah, it should be Z, technically, in Australia.
But if you're going to sing it, make it rhyme.
Okay, fair enough.
My co-host is international rapper E-Chain. She's taught me how to rhyme.
Yeah, she can do no wrong.
Yeah.
The reasons that they're changing it in schools, allegedly, and look, I don't go to school. I don't have a kid in school. I don't know if they're doing this here, but a woman's gone viral on TikTok, a teacher. She said this is one of the reasons.
Kids hear L, M, N, P, and they don't say the individual letter names. Some even think that this is one letter.
I was about to say, before you clicked that audio, I was like, what? Are the kids thinking L, M, N, P is a letter? I was literally about to say that.
Well, if you hate that reason, you're going to hate the next reason too.
Song, we sang Y and Z, and some kids think that YN is a letter or NZ is a letter.
No, they don't.
So instead we sing it.
I've not edited that well. Apologies.
No, they don't. No kid thinks YN is a letter.
No. No one.
No one.
No one's walking around like that. But apparently the solution to this, Taz, is to sing the alphabet song like this.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Fine so far.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
Okay, hang on. So I've heard it once. So it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That's fine.
Yep.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N.
Yep.
O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
After doing it like that, do you kind of think it's better?
I hate it.
I hate that it's better.
Bring back Elemento.
Right.
It's the best part.
It's the best letter ever. I mean.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Yeah, Tazzy, all eyes in Paris, on Paris, as they have been for the last week and a half. Overnight, we had our most successful day ever in Olympic game history.
Which is crazy because there were no swimming.
Right. I know. I kind of thought, and this is probably me being, you know, silly, that most of our golds were done and dusted.
Yeah,
but we've still got plenty to come.
Oh, my God.
One that got taken home last night was Nina Kennedy, the pole vaulter.
So good. And there's been a lot of footage of the pole vaulting this time around, I feel.
Yeah.
With the guy with his member catching the pole and him losing. You know, we've also
I don't
seen
know what you're referring to.
We saw the world record guy, the Swedish guy that's had that world record now for about 5 years.
Yeah.
He's just the man in pole vaulting. And I was watching it today and I thought, Do we have any pole vaulting listeners this afternoon?
Well, the thing about pole vaulting is I don't know a single person who's ever tried it. You know, it just seems like a really difficult sport to start.
To start would be very tough. Yeah, because I was saying to you off air, I was like, if I give you the pole and everything, all of the setup, how high could you go? And you'd be like, I think I would be better off just jumping over
it. Yeah, I'll just do a Fosby flop.
I've also never had an opportunity in my life to pole vault.
No.
I haven't turned down the ability, like the option to pole vault ever.
I mean, I suppose you have to go to a little athletics club and be in the track and field team to be able to try it, right?
It didn't come up in school. Like, it was never a, you know, in all of the radio stuff that we've got to do, pole vaulting has never been around.
Your eyes just lit up. Are we going to have to try pole vaulting at some stage?
I'm sure we will. 545-11919. Sunny Coast, prove us wrong here. Have you pole vaulted ever?
I just want one person.
You don't have to be a pole vaulter. You don't have to do it as your career. If you've ever pole vaulted, we need to hear from you.
And if we don't get anyone, I'm just going to think that it's a myth, Tassie. I'm going to think, like for ages, I thought that the platypus was a myth.
Yes. It does look a little bit like a fever dream.
Right. Like, is Nina Kennedy real or did we just plant her? How?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how we've got a gold medalist in a sport that I've never seen happen or done. So 545-11919, have you ever pole vaulted?
Taz, you and I have proven in the last 5 minutes that pole vaulting is a myth.
It's a made-up sport. Myth busted.
No one listening has ever tried pole vaulting.
No. No one's ever pole vaulted. No one's become a pole vaulter. No one did it in school.
Yeah.
No one's ever vaulted a pole.
Nope.
I've seen where they do pole vaulting at, like, the university.
Yeah.
Never seen anybody actually pole vault.
It's a myth.
545-11919. You have a couple of seconds to save the sport if you've ever done it. You can hashtag save pole vaulting. I don't think it's real. No one is getting that high off the ground using the bean pole.
I would like to try it. So if you are listening and if you do know where I can find a pole to vault, a vault to pole, then let me know because I want to give it a go.
I'd love to give it a go.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
This is CFM. That was Eminem with his latest Houdini. Fun fact, good song to run to, that song by Eminem. I've been training for the Sunshine Coast Marathon on Sunday, and that song, every time it comes on, it's good pace.
What sort of BPM is that?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it works.
It works.
It's like the song Harder and Harder to Breathe.
Can we go back a second as well? I'm training for the Sunshine Coast Marathon. You're not doing the marathon,
though.
No,
I'm doing the 10K.
Yeah, there we go.
Absolutely not doing the marathon. Good luck to everyone who is, though. Hey, I'm going to get a little bit weird here, but bear with me, Sunny Coast, because this is going to be fun. My friends and I were talking about the games over in Paris, and one of them came up with a point of view that I quite liked. He was like, I think Olympic events should be rated on prestige, right, based on how useful they'd be in a zombie apocalypse, right? So
okay,
if the zombie apocalypse were to hit, Tassie, which athletes with which skills are going to be surviving and which aren't? And I was thinking about it. I was like, this is good. Javelin, great skill to have.
Oh, you'd love a javelin. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the question really is which athletes are going first? Who's going first in the zombie apocalypse?
As in who's going to get killed first?
Yeah.
What's the least useful skill to have? I want to get both ends of the spectrum from the people this afternoon. 545-11919.
A $50 Coles Myer voucher in it for you as well for your troubles. What do you think, Sunny Coast? What's the best event and what are the worst ones? You've said javelin already. What's the worst?
I think synchronized swimming. is a skill you probably don't need in a zombie apocalypse.
The zombie's chasing you. All of a sudden, you pull out one of those routines. They think they're tripping out a little bit.
Maybe. I suppose, to be fair.
Safety in numbers.
Yeah. You could hide underwater for a really long time
Well.
Can zombies go in water?
I mean, these are the questions. 545-11919, Sunny Coast, best and worst Olympic events during a zombie apocalypse. I'm thinking the first to go... The the guys and gals that do the ribbons at the gymnastics.
Artistic gymnastics.
The zombies are licking their lips at that one, going, what are you going to do, cartwheel away from me?
Well, I mean...
With the ribbon, especially the ribbon twirling one.
Yeah, okay. So not gymnasts in general.
No, gymnasts can climb, and but the ribbons...
You could tie a zombie up with your ribbon.
You could, well, maybe. But I don't do that in the routines, so I'm yet to see any of that. I think that's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Best for me, mm-hmm. at least most useful, weightlifting. Strong.
Yeah.
Can lift stuff. Great.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to, like, lift a rock
stuff,
and throw it at them?
No, put it in front of the door so the zombie can't get through the door. Got to use the noggin. Although, weightlifting, they might not be that smart.
Oh, wow, how dare you? Just because they've got bigger muscles than you, you're just assuming you're smarter.
Only just.
We're talking about if a zombie apocalypse hit, right?
Right now in Paris.
Yep. Which of the athletes are surviving and which are going first? Because let's face it, survival of the fittest is a thing, right? And we've got all the fittest people in the one place.
Totally, yeah. All those French baguette-wielding zombies. Who are they going to get first and who's surviving the apocalypse?
I feel like being a volleyballer, you wouldn't have many transferable skills.
No, that's not going to help you very much.
In fact, a fair few of the team sports, surprisingly useful team sport to play, rugby sevens.
Yeah, being able to dodge.
Dodge, run power around. Through, tackle.
I don't know if the walkers are going to do well, especially with that weird walk. I mean, the zombies might stop to laugh at them, you know.
True. It's like a distraction to the zombies. Like, what is that person
what
doing?
What the hell? Is that person pretending to be a zombie right now? Let's go to the phones, though. 545-11-919.
Yeah, we'll go to Rochelle in Sippy Downs. Rochelle, if the zombie apocalypse hits Paris, who do you think's going to be killed first?
I'm going to say the ones that are going to get killed first would have to be, like, the air rifles. No idea how they work, but I'm pretty sure it's, like, they just shoot air. Like, what are you going to do with that?
Great. Yeah, I love it. That's
and
good.
And then the ones that I reckon are going to survive are people with, like, archery, even, like, the horse riders. They can just, like, run away.
Yeah, that's true. I did think of the horse riders and the BMXs because they're on bikes and they can just disappear into the hills.
Love it, Rochelle.
All right, we'll move on to Rebecca from Coolum. Beck, which athlete do you think is getting munched on by a zombie first if the apocalypse hits?
I was thinking something along the lines of the old triple jump, you know.
True.
The zombie doesn't respect the hop, skip and the jump.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're getting far very fast with a hop, skip and a jump, are you?
Yeah, and then what do you do once you're done? You know, you're just lying in a sandpit. you're a sitting duck.
But I was thinking if I wanted to beat the zombies, I'd go for the old hammer throw.
Hammer throw. We
great
haven't seen idea. That in the Olympics yet. I don't think they've had the hammer throw.
Putting out a few zombies with a hammer throw.
That is a great one, Beck. I like that.
Although the spinning around at the start might leave you a bit dizzy. The zombies might grab you at the end.
True. Should you go a shot put instead, just like a cannonball to the head for the zombie?
Yeah,
man. Well, I'm thinking that's only going to take out one. At least with the hammer, you're going to take out a multitude.
So true.
Start training now. Start training now, Beck. A $50 Coles My Voucher is yours, Beck. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Beck. That is so good. And, hey, we have been getting a lot of calls about the CFM ATM. Can confirm that is happening very soon, provided the zombies don't get us first.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, if you work in retail especially, but maybe hospitality is a good one as well, a busy shift might be a Saturday night. You might be in the kitchen. You might be a waiter or a waitress or whatever, right? A busy shift and you just want to go home and you're tired. You've been there for 6 hours and people keep coming in. There's a queue of people out the front and your car park's full and the phones are ringing off the hook. We've all been there, right? There is a 34-year-old employee over in the States, in Georgia, who works at McDonald's, and he was having a tough shift.
Oh, fair enough.
Busy drive-through.
Yeah.
All the tables
drunk
were full. Yep.
Coming through.
And so he thought, hang on a second, I can scare people away and calm the shift down.
Oh, ingenious lazy boy activity.
He set a piece of cardboard on fire. and threw it into a big, one of those big skip bins that they've got, those big size bins full of flammable materials.
Oh, geez.
Made a huge bonfire out the back of his McDonald's. So much so that the McDonald's had to close for the night because of the fire department getting called. And it forced customers to back out of the restaurant and the drive through. And yeah, the whole restaurant had to close.
I mean, it's a pretty extreme length to have to go to.
How busy and how done with work are you if you're doing that?
So is that what he's come out and said, that that's deliberately why he did it?
Well, he filmed it and posted on his social media as to how to get out of work.
Oh.
He's now in prison for a 5-year prison sentence for doing just that.
5 years?
It's big.
That seems excessive.
I'm guessing he really owned up to it and went, yeah.
Surely he's done something else. Surely they got him on assault or something as well.
I don't know.
All it says, out.
All I've got here is 34-year-old McDonald's employee has received a 5-year prison sentence for lighting a fire in a bin to clear out customers after a busy shift.
To be fair.
And we've all been there. We've all thought about it.
Absolutely.
But none of us have actually done it before.
And there's working a long shift and getting a 1-hour lunch break, going and sitting on your phone. But now he gets 5 years of a lunch break to sit down and do nothing.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A couple of months ago, I came across this thing called Bandle Online, and we've played it every day since.
Some would say it's a cop-out because,
Who?
Well, people who think that we have to prepare for our show and not just play a game off the internet every day. But you know what? The feedback we've gotten from the people is overwhelming. It's a great, fun game.
They've said we put up with Ellie and Taz for the game Bandle.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think Bandle really needs the 3-hour time slot. So it is called Bandle. There's a new song we have to guess every single day. It's broken into its instruments, drums, piano, organ, guitar, voice cover. And we're going back to 2017. Let's go with line number one.
Organ's a bit of fun, isn't it? We don't often get an organ in Bandle. All right, layer number one.
This isn't given much, is it?
No. 5451919 if you reckon you know what the song could be.
If you pip us to the post, we will be putting you in the draw for $100 to spend at Malulabar Music as well.
Layer number two.
Thought it was Teddy Swims, but not from 2017.
Yeah.
I know it too. Mm. Yuck. Oh, let's go to the phones. You know what? Let's go to Mount Coolum. Who have we got here?
Benji.
Hey, Benji. You reckon you know the answer to what this song could be?
I think so.
What do you think?
I think it's Taylor Swift's Lover.
Oh, my goodness. If you have beaten Taz today, he's a big Swifty. No, he's shaking his head.
It's not Lover because, Bandle's not even allowing me to lock that one in.
Nah.
Thanks, though, Benji. Let's go.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, let's add another layer, though.
All right. Chopsticks in the background. It's on the tip.
It sure is.
Off the brain.
And the Bandle as well.
Okay.
Let's go to the sunny coast again. Bly Bly, is this Ali?
Yes, this is Ali.
Hi, Ali. Do you know what that song is?
Is it I Lose Control?
Well,
I thought it was as well, but that's not from 2017, unfortunately, Ali.
Did he maybe like release it in 2017 and it's only had traction now? Because
it does? Yeah, some things like that.
Sound very similar.
I can't put it in. It's not allowing me to lock it in. So Bandle says no.
Did Teddy Swims plagiarise the song? All right.
It's very similar.
Layer number four. Oh, God, it was 2017, 7 years ago. That's depressing.
Is it like a John Legend or something? I'm trying to think of artists that were coming out around that time.
Ed Sheeran dropped Bad Habits Lead to Late. No, he dropped that album, whatever that album was.
Not in 2017. 2017 was Shape of You.
Oh, yes.
Castle on the
Correct.
Hill era. Is that...
We're going to have to go to the fifth layer.
It's not Hosier, Take the Church or something?
Nah, that's earlier.
What is this?
Oh,
Amanda! It's
Ed! It is Ed Thinking Out Loud! Is it Thinking Out Loud?
I tried to put it into Bandle, but it's told me that's not it. But I think, I'm sure it is. So honey
now. Oh, no, not Thinking Out Loud. The
perfect.
You between my arms.
Barefoot. Yeah, it's perfect. Not Thinking Out Loud.
I am disappointed. I am so disappointed. Bandle lives to see another day.
You always say he's your boy.
He's my boy.
You listened to five layers of an Ed Sheeran song and you couldn't pick it. I forbid you for saying my boy about Ed Sheeran anymore.
Okay, I disagree that that's the song. I think...
Play Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to play the real version of Perfect. Yeah. Where's the chopsticks piano in the background?
Ding, 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 ding.
Nah, Bandle, I'm off you today.
Oh,
I'm off you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are Ellie and Taz. This is CFM. That used to be my song with my high school boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Who came up with it, you or him?
I don't know why. We just used to say forever.
Oh, forever. It turns out for not that long, actually.
Like, literally like 8 months.
forever? No.
It was beautiful while it lasted. Anyway.
What's he doing now?
He's married with a kid, I believe.
Okay. So he's not really like regretting losing you?
No, I don't think so. He came from money too, so.
Do you think he... Thank you very much. Do you think he hears that song and thinks of you?
Oh, look, probably not. Maybe.
Well, he's on the line now. Let's see.
Props not.
Okay.
No, but there you go.
Cling to that memory, that rich boyfriend that you had one time.
Brenton, if you're listening.
Brenton. No. God, you better be rich with a name like Brenton.
Okay, all right. Hey.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.